From the folks that brought you Bran Calonia, the Spaghetti Fantasy RPG, comes another project. This time, it's going to take you to the depths of the underworld. Stick around. We're going to talk about Inferno, Dante's Guide to Hell. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Victory Condition Gaming. My name is Doug. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about Inferno, Dante's Guide to Hell, the upcoming project from Acheron. And joining us will be Max Castellani from Epic Party. Before we begin, I will say that if you are interested in anything that we talk about, please check out the Kickstarter link in the description below. Also, if you're excited about this project, please hit that like button down below and let me know in the comments if you're excited as well. So without further ado, let's bring on Max Castellani from Epic Party to talk about Inferno.
Here I am.
Max, thanks so much for joining us again.
No, thank you.
It's becoming quite the habit here on VCG, yeah. Which I am very pleased about.
I am too, very much.
We've got a very exciting project coming to Kickstarter very, very soon. It looks amazing. I can't wait to talk about it. Before we begin, if folks are just tuning in for the first time and haven't encountered your previous pieces on the show, do you want to do a little introduction, let folks know who you are?
Yes. I am Max Castellani, and those jobs that I would like to have as a real job one day. Right now is a sort of a side project, but it's working pretty good, so maybe one day soon. It's having a small independent game studio called Epic Party Games, Epic Party, with which we have made a couple of Kickstarter campaigns for two independent games in the past. And more recently have met with Acheron Books, that now has an Acheron Games section, to work on Bran Calonia. And with them also, one of those previous games that we made, which is First King, that you might probably remember, it's passed under the Acheron Books publishing, so it's going to be produced by them right now. We are still in charge of the game design and rule development of the game, but they're going to publish it and send it to the backers that are still waiting for it. And then last year, we started this collaboration with them for Bran Calonia, and Bran Calonia was a huge success. We also had an actual play of the game.
It was a lot of fun
here. Yes, and it was a very good Kickstarter campaign, and it made possible for Acheron to actually start up a games section. This was their project now, to have a huge project that could give them the budget to start a real game company. Beside the narrative, they make books, basically. Right. They have made books since 2020, and then they just tried in the game industry, and they tried to make it. And so we are once again working with them with this Inferno, Dante's Guide to Hell, which is still, again, a product that will be compatible with the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons. So it's going to be based on the Open Game License, the system reference document from Wizard of the Coast. But it's going to be pretty different from Bran Calonia. It's going to be
just a little bit
different. Yes, yes. Totally different game. There's another party, a third party in the whole game project, which is Two Little Mice. That's the name of the company. There are two guys that had the actual first idea and concept of the game. So they've been working on it since a couple of years, but they couldn't find the right company to work with for the rule development and then publishing and Kickstarter campaign management, etc. So we are now working, it's Two Little Mice, Epic Party Games, and Acheron Books. we are this three-headed monster, like Cerberus, maybe.
Nice. And, okay.
and we are working on this project all together. Me and Andrea from Epic Party, we are taking care of the rule development and adaptation of the fifth edition of Dungeons & Dragons for the game. And right. The game is basically going to put your characters inside of the Dante Alighieri's hell. So the inferno that Dante talks about and describes into the Divine Comedy, the great poem, great ancient poem from Dante. There is a huge and pretty famous video game that kinda tried the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
The vibe could be similar because it's D&D, so you are going to have combats and you are going to have adventures. You're going to have, you know, these heroes trying to battle with some giant and colossal monsters and all those things. But there is going to be a huge attention to details for what concerns the fact that we are trying to stick to the poem, to stick to the work of Dante. So there are some pieces of the work inside of the campaign, and it's not easy, because if you want to stick to that, you have to make to compromise sometimes, because still Dungeons and Dragons is, you know, works with a clear type of games, and but Dante doesn't really fight into his own travel throughout hell, but our characters are going to. So we have to balance a bit with the poem and the abstraction of Dante and all the rest. Inferno, Dante's Guide to Hell, is going to be place right in between an adventure campaign,
okay,
and a campaign setting. Because, you know, Brancalonia, for example, was a campaign setting. So there is a huge world, and there are some specific and unique classes and specific and unique talents and monsters. So it's a whole world apart from any other world that you're going to play with, you know, the Forgotten Realms or Eberron or sure. The other. Inferno, even though is, of course, a world by itself, because it's a closed system and it's got rules, specific and unique rules inside of itself. And the archetypes that we are going to play in Inferno are something that has never been seen before in another game. They are unique to this setting. At the same time, we want to say that when you end up in this hell, in this setting, you can come from kind of anywhere you want, anywhere you like. So maybe you are playing an adventure in another world, in another setting.
Sure.
Your players just get lost and find themselves into the dark forest in which Dante himself, lost and got lost and finally ended up into hell. So, of course, it would be probably more coherent to have some medieval characters coming from somewhere, from the actual world, you know, we live in from those days, but there's no restriction about it. You can be whatever you want before you go to hell. So it's going to be a mix.
From the looks of all that's been spoiled so far, Max, it looks like this project is going to produce three books.
Yes.
Is that my takeaway? Can you tell us a little bit about what each book is? I'm assuming there's probably a setting book, maybe like a player's guide, and it intrigues me as to what these three books are going to entail. Yes.
So it's pretty easy. So there are three books. The first one, the one with the red cover and the fighter and the paladin on the cover with this beautiful representation of the circles of hell, you know, and all the devils all around. This is the first book. This is basically the player's book. So there's going to present all the archetypes and all the rules that are going to be, you know, to matter to the players.
Okay.
While the second one is going to be called Virgil's Untold Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, while the first book is going to present Inferno and Hell really sticking to the poem of Dante, Virgil's Untold Tales is going to add some that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that Dante doesn't really talk about during his travel, during, you know, the while you're reading. Maybe he talks about something, but it's just two or three words and then nothing else. So you can imagine whatever you like.
Sure.
And that's what we are making with the Virgil's Untold Tales, presenting new monsters, presenting some adventures. And it's basically the Dungeon Master guide for Inferno. So what all that, it's not told inside of the poem, but that the players are going to discover throughout the game, basically.
Okay. Very nice.
And the third book is The Divine Comedy.
Oh, so, nice. Okay.
But illustrated with those beautiful illustration that we have on in the game. Yes. So it's going to be just a cool piece to have in the library, maybe to take to school. We will, like, you know, here in Italy, we usually study in high school. Of course, we study the Divine Comedy, Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradise, all of it. At least in the, you know, more classical scientific, and we have a different scholastic system.
Sure.
But so the idea to have kids taking this book in school with those beautiful pictures, but still reading Dante and the original opera, is going to be great.
I mean, yeah, I love it. I love it. The art is just spectacular for this game.
Yes.
It's just, you know, just truly captures everything that you want for this this subject. Do you want to talk a little bit about the artists that are involved with this project? Because I think, you know, artists in general, I think we need to acknowledge more for these RPG books, because I think, you know, everybody talks about designers and publishers, but let's talk about artists for a change, because they're definitely underappreciated in this industry.
Yeah, no, I mean, the art in this project, as for Brancolonia, is something really beyond any expectation. The main artist is Daniela Giubellini.
Okay.
She's with Two Little Mice, with the Two Little Mice game company. And she is, all the archetypes, concepts are from her. And all the three covers are from Daniela.
Wow.
And she made... Basically, I think right now the 80% of the art in the game, and then we have some cool art from Vincenzo Pratico, who, you know, you probably have the Quick Starter, and the Fallen Angel is from him, and then there's Fabio Porfidia making all the maps.
The maps look amazing in this book.
Yeah. And he's the same artist that worked on Brancolonia for all the maps of the cities and stuff. And he's great too. And he made the character sheets.
Oh, okay.
Which is are pretty cool. They are pretty beautiful. And then there is another artist, a new entry for the project, who is called Mauro Locci.
Okay.
And he made a beautiful picture of the party of adventurers. Gathered around a lantern. It is going to be a huge element of the game. You know, the lantern that the characters are going to take anywhere, because it is the lantern that allows them to get back to life when they die.
Okay.
And so it is very important, because it is the only way they have to not disperse themselves into hell. Oh, that's a beautiful art.
Very cool, very cool. But let's talk about the different archetypes for this game and what is going to kind of the kind of the twist that is not typical of a 5e game.
No, exactly. First of all, we have, for now, one only race playable into the game. So, as I told you before, you can come from anywhere you want.
Right.
But once you're in hell, the archetype just stick to you. You know, you are getting born again with a new form and a new aspect that you can, of course, customize. But you're going to be something similar to the artwork that were made for the pre-generated characters and for the archetypes described in the quick starter and then in the campaign book. So whatever you were and whoever you were before coming into hell, now you're some other thing. So, and you don't even remember perfectly what you were before. So you have something that you may get inspired by of your past, but now you're completely unaware of where you are, what you have to do to get out of it. And you know, it's like a very dreamy like quest that you are going to be put on when you play Inferno. And those archetypes are pretty peculiar and unique because there was a huge problem with the Dante's Inferno.
Okay.
Oh, if you want to put it on a fifth edition environment, which is that you don't get to find equipment in Dante's Inferno. There's nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you
can't go to the, you know, to the blacksmith to make you an armor or a blade. You know, there's not that chance. So we designed these archetypes to already have three features that are going to be the only three features that are that they can use inside of hell. And these three features are going to grow in power once the characters level up.
Sure. Okay.
And you are going to be able to choose what these are called, the infernal emblems. Those three features. You know, for example, our fighter, which is called the Tyrant. You know, the archetype name is the Tyrant, is going to have a skull crown, a blood mantle, which is a cloak, a red cloak, and the Burden, which is his his weapon. In the artwork, he's got a huge blade, a huge sword, but it can be whatever you want. You know, on the exterior, you can customize it as much as you like, but still it's going to be a burden. So it's going to be a blade that he can use or she can use as a long sword and a shield. So the AC is going to be increased and he's going to make a D8 plus his modifier damages. Or he can use it with two hands as a great sword. And the more you level up, the more you have the chance to improve and enhance those infernal emblems, you know. And this is probably the main peculiarity of the game, because you're going to have to stick to them. So this is what you have, and this is what you're going to have until the end. There are probably a couple of items or weapons that you will find during the campaign, but they're just a couple. So these three emblems are made to represent the infernal punishment that your character would encounter once in hell. So our characters, they're not dead. They are just lost. And that's how they call it. They call the race is called the lost ones. They got lost during their life for whatever reason. And now they find themselves in hell because of, you know, divine intervention, maybe. You know, there's something that they have to do or understand in order to fight the sin that they are indulging in life, probably. And if they do not do this, if they just abandon to the sin, they're going to be lost forever in hell. But the thing is that their powers, their specific powers, and the powers of the emblems are just made just to make your character indulge in the sin. So, for example, the tyrant, the fighter, mm-hmm. it's the archetype of the violent one. So a person that was violent towards other people, and all his or her powers are made to inflict pain. So if you want to be effective in game, you have to indulge in your powers. And there is an embrace sin power that is going to be a very, very powerful, but you have to expand hope. You know, one of the other peculiarities of the characters in this game is that they have 33 hope points.
Okay.
And they can spend them to increase, you know, very, very exceptionally their powers. So okay. If they want to survive, they can do it. You know, they can do tons of damage and they can have, you know, superpowers, but their hope is going to be always going down. And once it reaches the zero, they're just completely lost. And they cannot wish to exit hell. So
I love that mechanic. I think that's a really cool, cool way to do it.
And even when you die, if remember I told you about the lantern that the lantern can bring you back to life, but you lose hope because you know, if you die in hell, you lose, like, for example, 3 points of three hope points. Mm-hmm. And you know, 33 points, well, we chose the 33 number because each there are 33 kanti. I don't know how you call it in English. Let me see. I think canto. I think you call it canto. Yes, part of the poem, canto. So it's not translated. So there are 33 kanti in Inferno.
Okay.
And Purgatorio and Paradiso. So there's always 33, 33, and 33. 33? So that's your hope points.
I like
and
that.
And it looks like they're much, but you know, you will have probably to go from first level to 15, and they're not going to be that much, I think. You know, 33 points.
Sure. No, I like that a lot. I think that's really cool.
That's cool.
So you've got a lot of this art already done. You've got a lot of the maps already done. Can you kind of give us an idea of how much of this project is pretty much set and how much more you have to do before, you kind of hit the print button on everything?
So as for Brancolonia, we are trying to make things really smooth with this project. You know, Brancolonia has had small delays, but we have already delivered all the PDFs to backers, and we are just waiting for the prints to come back to Akron House, and then start to send it over all around the world. But the project is complete, and it took 1 year, almost a year, to make it both Italian and English language. And with Inferno, we will try to make even better than that, because we are already working. You know, we think that this is going to be a successful project. Whether with Brancolonia, of course, it was the first project. We were trying something pretty peculiar for the for the industry, for Dungeons and Dragons. But now we have, you know, we made something like 3,000 backers. They're all pretty happy. We think that they're going to back this project too. We already have more than 2,000 followers on the Kickstarter pre-launch page. So knowing this, we are already working on the project. So we are already designing all classes, You know, there are five already out with the quick start. The fighter, the wizard, the paladin, the ranger, and the rogue.
Okay.
And we are already working on the other classes. We have already wrote something like 5 out of the 10 adventures that are going to be included in the book.
Okay.
And the art is pretty much, you know, it's not done, but we had a lot of art for the project. So I think that we could say probably between the 50 and 60% is already done and ready.
Sure.
So we think that we could deliver this project in a year, of course, maybe even earlier than that.
Excellent. I don't know. Excellent. I'm very excited for this. When does the Kickstarter launch again, Max? It's like coming right up in a few days.
Yes,
if your folks are watching this, it might even be live now. Or if you're watching this after the fact, you can always check out the Kickstarter. And you know, after the fact, I'm sure there'll be links afterwards as well that you'll be able to pick this game up. But when is it scheduled to go live, Max?
March 23rd.
Nice.
So it's pretty. Yeah, we're close.
Also, you'll be back again on the show to do an actual play for us. We've got a great cast that we've lined up for you. Four lost ones ready to
lose their souls.
That's right, to lose all hope, which usually happens on this show as well. You know,
eventually.
But yeah, we're really excited. It'll be great. If it's anything like the Brancalonia actual play, we'll have a blast. And I know all our players are very excited to give this a shot. I'm going to tell folks if you're interested in the actual play and you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button, hit that like button down below, and let us know if you're excited about all things that are coming from Acheron, and especially this Inferno Dante's Guide to Hell project that I'm sure will be a huge success. I'll put a link to the quick start in the description of this video. You can download it and give it a try yourself before you pledge. And I think you'll like what you see. I know I do, as far as how it's laid out and the art and all that I've consumed so far has been spectacular. So I can't wait to give it a play on the show. So Max, much success to you. We'll see you in a few days for the actual play. And much success for your Kickstarter.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's going to do it for this session. I want to thank everybody for joining us. And if you've made it this far already, make sure to hit that like button down below. I appreciate it greatly. It definitely helps us grow our show. And remember, winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next time. Bye now. Thanks so much for watching this video. If you would be so kind, make sure you hit that like, comment, and subscribe, all the YouTube jazz that we're supposed to do here. It really is greatly appreciated. And if you'd like to support us more, you can check us out on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/victorycondition gaming. We have all sorts of Patreon perks, and it definitely helps support our show. Thank you so much.